You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left. Fashion. Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, it's nice to see you. We're not alone in the studio. We've got the wonderful Christine Crabb in here. Kia ora, Christine, how are you?
Hello, I'm really well, thanks.
It's very exciting to have you both in here this morning talking about a brand new location for Gloria, your wonderful shop. Very yes. Exciting stuff. What's been happening?
Well, we've just been setting up a new space, which is really exciting, which we're going to be unveiling this week. So it's been like quite a busy few months working on that and then working on all our new work and yeah.
And so what made you decide to, because you opened Gloria in like 2021?
Yeah. So and a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And you've got like the space, I think it's like 195 Ponsonby Road.
Yeah.
Which is kind of small, little showroom, which is really like nice and inviting. And so why did you decide to move to 8 Ponsonby Road?
Well, we kind of needed more room, basically. Mm. More room for our custom projects that we've been developing for the last couple of years. So, and then I also felt like the brand was kind of ready to have its own standalone space. Mm. Whereas before that, we were kind of in this gorgeous kind of villa, big villa mansion that we shared with another business. So I just think it's like the right time. Everything kind of fell into place and yeah, it's just been like maximum flow the whole time, so it's good. Yeah.
And the new store is located in an old bank building, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, so bring the abundance.
Yeah. love it.
But yeah, it's stunning. It's an old sort of heritage building and then we've had it painted this beautiful red ochre. So it looks stunning and real fresh. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And what will the studio space look like inside?
Yeah, so we've got the ground floor of number 8 on Ponsonby Road, and sort of half of it is our studio workroom, which is kind of a private area, and then we have like a retail area, which is we have our ready-to-wear collections and then we have our area for our custom projects where you can go and have a consultation and try on samples and get your own piece made.
Like, oh, that's bespoke. So exciting.
Yeah. So it's kind of like it's a hard-working space. There's a lot going on, but it just has quite a beautiful flow as well. Yeah. So, yeah.
It must be nice to know you've got that room to, you know, do those different things justice and have that space breathe a little bit for the different sort of facets of the project as well.
Definitely, yeah. They all kind of tie in together, like creatively and then practically as well, because we make a lot of our things in our studio in Auckland. So
yeah,
so it's really nice.
That's cool. And you were telling me off air that there's kind of an expansion on the custom wear. Can you explain how that's going to work?
Yeah, so we've been working on a really beautiful digital catalogue for our custom projects. It's essentially our archive, like my kind of 20-year archive of work, so you can get a piece sort of made to order in own colours and your own fabrics and stuff, like just for you. So we're putting that online, where you can easily see what styles you'd like to have or what colours. Sort of all the technical information will be easy to access for people. Yeah, and then you can also come in to the space and have a consultation and a fitting and do any changes that we need. But just having the catalogue for reference is really exciting.
That's really nice. And I think that also helped maybe take away some of the sort of scariness of getting something custom made. That's something that's always been so lovely about the clothes you make, Christine, is, you know, back in the Miss Crab days or now in the Gloria days, they're so wonderfully accessible to lots of different bodies, to lots of different people, and they're, you know, really wearable for all sorts of events. But I think, you know, custom is scary for people still sometimes, especially if you're not used to, you know, maybe doing that type of shopping. It's definitely, you know, not something I've got much experience with.
Completely. Yeah. It can be nerve-wracking. Yeah. But it's actually really simple and like beautiful service. Like, we totally look after you and yeah, like it's real chill.
It's so nice.
But I feel like it's a really modern way of getting your clothes made as well.
Totally.
Because you get it specifically what you want, to your specifications. You invest in it and you love it for years, you know? So, yeah. And it supports the industry, like it supports everyone's work, so it's really good.
And I think people are much more conscious about wearing sustainably as well.
Definitely.
And, you know, really thinking about what it is you're purchasing and why you're getting it and how you're going to wear it. You know, it's, we've sort of, you know, I think more as a society moving past that, like just grab it off a rack and chuck it on for one event and move on with your life. Like that's not really how we should shop in a, you know, in the world as it is at the moment. So thinking about it through that process is a really special thing.
Love your clothes.
Yeah.
You know?
And also, I mean, your designs are always so timeless. So it's great that you can have them. Like I've got pieces from like early Miss Crab and then, you know, and it's really cool to still have them all. And you wear them and you just,
always love them. Yeah. Yep. When you moved from Miss Crab into Gloria, you've sort of moved with new shapes as well. But obviously, you're bringing some of those kind of classic crab, you know, silhouettes back in as well. How do you sort of see the kind of like the vision of Gloria at the moment? What does it mean for you as a kind of name and a sort of house to sit under?
Yeah, well, with Gloria, it's like a platform for my ideas. Mm. So it's not only clothes, it's like photography and film and like just kind of collaborating with artists as well. Just, and I kind of just wanted to free things up a bit more creatively. Like I want to do suits and lingerie down the track and, just make all kinds of things, really. But it's kind of the name comes after my grandmother Gloria, who was a very inspiring woman. So it's kind of dedicated to her and her freedom and
So wonderful. What a fantastic name as well. It's like such a glamorous, wonderful name
it
to
is,
have.
Eh?
Very
it's so
cool.
Strong.
Totally.
Did I read that she flew planes and rode motorbikes?
Oh my God, that is so cool. Definitely a very good letterhead for the project, I feel. Remind us where the store is again, Christine.
So it's at number 8 Ponsonby Road, which is up the kind of K Road end. Like such a cool area of town, by the way. Come along this Thursday. It's our first day open. It'll be
lovely.
Good.
So exciting.
So exciting. Thank you both so much for coming in this morning. Nice to see you, Penny. Lovely to have you and Christine.
Thank you for having me.
See
so
you
nice.
At the brand new store on Thursday.
Yes, wonderful.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.